Good morning, ladies.
早晨好。
It's good that all of you are here today. I'm very happy for this group.
然后我们大家今天都能来上来，我真的是很高兴跟我们这群人在一起。
Before we get into the word, let's ask the Lord to help us.
在我们进到神的话语之前，我们先来祷告，求神帮助我们。
Father, this morning we are deeply grateful.
亲爱的主。我们今天早上真的是很感谢你，你和我们同在。
That you've let us see a life of a new day.
你让我们在新的一天有新的生命。
We thank you, Lord, for the goodness that you have given to us.
哦，主啊，我们为你的美好，为你所赐给我们一切的美好感谢。
And we are deeply grateful for the word of God that you left us.
哦，主啊，我们真的是为你留给我们的话语深深的感谢。
We are your children.
我们是你的孩子
The sheep of your pasture
是你草场的羊
And if only we knew how much you loved us
如果我们知道说你有多么的爱我们
Our lives would probably be a great bit different
我们的生活可能就会完全的不同
Thank you, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name
谢谢你 我们奉主耶稣的名祷告 Amen
Let's turn to Philippians this morning.
今天早晨请我们大家一起来看腓立比书。
Now, I'm going to be reading a little later in the book in the 11th Philippians 4th chapter and the first verse.
让我们来看腓立比书的第四章。
I'm going to ask Relay to read that, please.
第四章第一节。我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐、我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立的稳。
This is a very beautiful verse showing the character of Paul.
这个是一句很美的经文，就展现了保罗的品格。
Now we know that he had to be over many churches.
他其实是开创了很多教会，也是对很多教会负责任。
And you know people in each church.There was many types of people.
你知道每个教会都有不同类型的人。
But when he comes to talk to them, he tells them, "You're my dearly beloved."
但是当保罗给腓立比教会写信的时候，他说：“我所亲爱的。”
You're my joy and my crown.
你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。
Now, maybe this Philippian, I believe it was a very good church, seemingly a very fine church.But here we see Paul expressing the depths of his heart to the people that he not only was talking to, but that he loved.
是腓立比应该是一个很好的教会，也是一个很不错的教会。但是在这里边，保罗就表达了他对他们深深的爱。
And you know, as a pastor and a speaker, I can understand that we do love our people.
作为牧者，作为一个讲员，那我知道说我们真的是爱我们的这个羊群，我们的会众。
And I believe I can say to you that for myself and for all of us that work, we truly love you, each one of you.
我从作为我自己，我也可以代表我们这些牧会的人说，我们真的是爱你们每一个人。
But even when we love each one of you, each one is very different, and at times there are problems.
即使我们爱你们每个人，但是每个人都是不一样的，有的时候会出现问题。
Now the second verse is when we see a problem sticking up.
然后我们就看到这个教会里这样冒出来的一个问题。
And you would believe it was between two women.
你可能不能相信这两个女人之间的问题。
I beseech you, Iodas, and beseech you, Syntyche.That they be of the same mind in the Lord.
我劝有阿蝶，我劝寻都基，要在主里同心。
So now we see there is a conflict.
说你看保罗看到教会里面有一个冲突。
Because he said, I want you to be of the same mind in the Lord.
他说我希望你们要在主里同心合意。
So no doubt something happened in the service or...In their teaching or in their serving of the people, whatever it was, that there came up a bit of a conflict.
所以不管是什么，或者是在他们的服事上，或者在他们教导上，或者是他在服事众人上，在中间他们看起来是有一些矛盾和冲突的。
And so he is bringing this to the forefront. He's saying, ladies, I know there's a conflict, but it goes on to say, but I entreat thee, I desire of thee, I long for thee, what? To be have the same mind in the Lord.
他就说，他就把这个问题提出来讲，他说，那个女士们啊，我真的是求你们，恳求你们要在主里同心合意。
Now he wasn't saying anything about their spiritual life or their physical desires to do things for him, because in the next verse, in the third verse, he said, I entreat you because you're truly fellow workers. You're truly fellow workers in the Lord.
因为保罗没有讲到他们的那个属灵的生命，或者说他们在物质上的需要，或者他们对他以前的这个物质上的服侍，因为他就说这两位姐妹真是在福音上跟他一同受苦，一同做工的。
Let me explain that. In other words, he's turning to the congregation. He says, "You're truly fellow workers, so help these women."
然后呢，他现在就开始呢转向会众了，说你们都是在群一在组里边一同劳苦的，帮助这两位姐妹。
Who's laboring with me in the Lord? They're working for the Lord. So it seems like. Go ahead.
因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦。
So it seemed like there was a problem. And he was saying, now you know there's a problem. The ladies seem to have a difference here, but I want you to help them. We are all laborers. He didn't de-Christianize them. He didn't say get rid of them. He didn't say close their mouths. He said help them.
因为呢，他在这两，就是说这两个他现在转向会众，说我们都是同父一轭，都是在主里的同伴。那现在看出来这两个姐妹呢，他们是有分歧。他没有说哦，让他们住嘴，把他们说他们不是基督徒，或者把他们赶出去，而是他是说我们在主里的这个同伴，忠心的同工啊，你要帮助这两位姐妹。
He's showing us even in the best of churches there were problems.
保罗就向我们展示了，即使在最好的教会里边也有问题。
You know, sometimes as Christians, sometimes we have it with fellow Christians.
我们作为基督徒，我们也有别的基督徒同伴。
We don't see alike. We don't understand alike. We think that maybe our thoughts are better than theirs.
我们的想法，我们的看法都不一样。有时候我们觉得我们的看法、想法比他们更好。
And then we can come even into our personal life, sometimes it's with families.
有甚至有些到了个人生活，甚至到了家庭，就是这样的。
We can have some great differences of opinion.
我们大家可能意见很不一样。
Sometimes with a fellow worker that you're working in your job with, you just have a bad, maybe a little bad spirit there, a little difference of opinion, ideas.
然后呢，即使是有，甚至到了你的同事，你可能想法呀，或者是那种精神头啊什么的，反正是不一样了。
Even sometimes with a clerk or somebody's come to help repair your house, you have some very different opinions. You feel very badly about some things.
或者有的人是来给你修东西的，或者你出去做什么事情，然后你就觉得他们的那种做法呀，跟你的很不一样，你挺看不惯的。
And do you know what Paul said is the answer to this?
你知道保罗的答案是什么吗？
He said, but.A child of God rejoices in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice.
保罗是说，你们，但是呢，作为神的孩子，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
You might say, well, Sister Sports, I don't always rejoice in those things.
你说，妈咪啊，我知道这些常常喜乐的事情。
And Paul is saying, rejoice in the in someone that we don't see eye to eye together.
但是你说保罗是说在我们两个人都互相看不顺眼的情况下也要喜乐。
Do you know why he said that?
你知道保罗为什么这样讲吗？
Because he knows that we are children of God, examples of Jesus Christ, and now we have an opportunity to be able to show that spirit of Christ.
因为我们作为神的孩子，我们作为耶稣的好像在这个世界上的代表，我们现在就有一个机会来显示作为神的孩子是怎么样的。
Isn't that a wonderful thought?
你说那个是不是很棒呢？
He's saying that in that fifth verse, not exactly how I brought it out, but this is what it means. Let your moderation be known unto all men, because the Lord is at hand.
保罗是说，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。
So he's saying, when we look at these things, when people cross us, when we have different ideas, he said, and when it brings up that discontent in our heart, he said, remember, this is a time that you can let them see by your attitude and your spirit that you are a child of God.
他就说，当别人或者让你生气，或者你有就是不同意见，你心里开始有这个不满的时候，这个时候就是一个机会，让人们看到说你是神的孩子，你有这个谦让的心。
But the problem is, we're so much of self at times. We want to let them know that we know what's happening.
但是呢，我们很多时候都是就是关注自己，要让对方知道说我知道发生了什么。
And even by the look on our face, they know that.Things aren't well with us.
我们不需要说什么话，就看我们的表情就知道说你那个心里边你感觉不好。
But you know what? That means we have missed an opportunity to be a light in the world and salt to the earth.
但是你知道这样的话呢，我们就失去了这个一个机会，就是在世界上这个做，就是成为光成为盐的机会。
As a child of God, we're not here to to show ourselves. We are here to show Christ, even in the small things of life.
我们在这里作为神的孩子，我们在这里不是要展现我们自己，而是要展现基督，即使在各样的小事上。
Now there's one way he wanted to show us in the 11th verse.How we can do this.
那在如何做到这一切呢？在第十一节，保罗就向我们展现了。
Paul tells them the first thing is he understands because he too has known what it has to have want and have many times different situations in his life.
那保罗知道说他自己其实是能够他是了解说在生活生命中呢生活中有各种各样的情况他自己都经历的所以他知道他讲的是什么。
Now Paul's wasn't exactly like you housewives or like you that are working in jobs. Paul's was with the fact that he had to be in cold and in rain and in beatings and in prison and things like that.
说保罗当然不像说我们有的是在家里家庭主妇或者说是上班但是呢保罗他经历了很多他要在遭受寒冷饥饿被鞭打被放在监狱里。
So in Paul's situation, which is far greater than any of ours, he said, for I have learned therefore to be content.
所以呢保罗实际上他所经历的他的难处都远远的胜过我们但是保罗说我无论在什么情况都学会了都可以知足。
You might say there must have been something really wrong with Paul.
你可能说这保罗有什么毛病吧。
That he could go through beatings and he could go through shipwrecks and he could go through all the things he went through and still say he's content?
你能说保罗又是被人鞭打又是经过船难然后他还说我都知足了吗
He said, I have both learned. He's learned how to be abased. He learned it, honey. He learned it.
保罗说他是学会了他学会了怎样处卑贱怎样处丰富
He said, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound.Everywhere in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to sound and to suffer need.
他说，我知道怎样处卑贱，怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏。
Well, you might say, Paul, well, he's known that all of his life, but no. Paul was a great man in the eyes of the Pharisees. He was a man of wealth. His father was a landowner, because that's how he got his Roman citizenship. He knew what it was to abound.
所以你说哦，保罗可能他就是因为他背景他知道这些，但是实际上保罗呢，他当时在法利赛人的眼里是很高看他的，他的家庭也很富裕，他的父亲是一个地主，所以他这样的就有这个罗马籍。
He knew how to have plenty, and he knew what it was for people to pat him on the back and call him great.
然后呢，他当然知道说这个富足的日子怎么样，他知道过去别人都拍他肩膀啊，说他很棒啊，很伟大呀。
But he said, I have been instructed. He just says, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry. What does he mean by that?
他说："我也学会了怎样饱足，怎么样处饥饿。"那他意这是什么意思呢？
I believe that he was, if he could say this in maybe so many words, he would say, I learned on the Damascus Road when I met Jesus. And he came into my life. I have learned from that time how to be able to take any circumstance and how to be abound and how to suffer and yet be able to rejoice.
然后保罗他可能会这样说，在他去大马士革的路上，当他遇到耶稣之后，他就学会了怎么样处饱足，或者是饥饿，或者是在那个痛苦，在苦难之中，他仍然可以喜乐。
Now, when it comes to being content, I'm afraid that sometimes this is a problem in our lives.
当讲到知足的时候，有的时候我担心就是我们生活中的问题。
You know, we have nice homes, but we're not always content with our husband. We're not always content with everything that we have.
我们可能有一个很好的很大的房子，但是呢，我们可能不会以我们的丈夫知足，或者以我们的这个环境来知足。
We don't like this, we don't like that, we don't like this thing that happened, and why was this like this? And many times, if we're not careful, we get to have a discontented spirit.
如果我们可能不喜欢这样，不喜欢那样，不喜欢这件事发生，不喜欢那件事情发生，不小心的话呢，我们就会有一个不满的一个心态。
But Paul said, when I became content with all things, it was because I fell in love with Jesus. And now he is showing the spirit of Christ.
然后呢，保罗说，因为他爱上了耶稣，他跟耶稣之间有爱，所以他已经学会了，在知识上边都学会富足，就是知足。
Ladies, I know that not everything we like.
我们知道很多事情发生都不是按我们所喜欢的发生的。
Not everything goes the way of our thinking.
很多事情都跟我们想的不一样。
Not all things are easy.
也不是所有的事情都容易。
And not all things are fair.
也不是所有的事情都公平。
So this is where we find ourselves many times if we're not careful.
如果不小心的话，我们就发现我们处在这样的情况当中。
But we have to look beyond those things and recognize we are ambassadors for Jesus.
但是我们要眼光要越过这些事情，要知道说我们是基督的使者。
In us, they should see that spirit and love of Christ.
在我们里边，他们应该能看到那个耶稣基督的那种爱，看到耶稣基督的这种精神。
You say that's impossible, Sister Schwartz.
你说妈咪，那怎么可能呢？
I don't think God can expect this of us.
我觉得神不会这样期待我们吧。
Because we go through some pretty difficult places and ugly things.
因为我们看到去过一些很艰难的地方，一些很丑陋的地方。
And yet he's telling us to be content.
但是神又告诉我要满足，要知足。
I can't do it.
我做不到。
I know you can't.
我知道你做不到。
Paul couldn't either.
保罗也做不到。
But he said in Christ.
但是保罗说在主里，在基督里。
He saw something greater than himself.
他看到了一些比他更大的、更伟大的。
You know, friends, we cannot fight some of the battles in life.
你知道，我们不能靠着自己来在来面对、来征战我们生命中的一些事情。
when we dedicate our lives to Christ and give them to Him, turn to Him and let Him fight our battles.
当我们把自己献给耶稣的时候，我们真的是转向他，让他来为我们征战。
We want to win our battles, don't we?
我们都想在我们的征战中取得胜利，对不对？
We want to out-talk our husband.
我们想说比我们的先生更能说。
We want that clerk to know we're disappointed. We want them to know that we expected more.
当我们去那个，我们希望那个服务那个公职人员办公的人员知道说我们对他不满意，他应该做得更好。
And that's it. I want.
你知道吗？这个问题在于我想要。
But you see, we're children of God.
但是你知道我们你知道吗？我们是神的孩子。
We are to show our family trait of love.
我们应该显示我们这个家庭的特点，就是爱的特点。
Our family trait of forgiving.
我们这个家庭的特点就是一个饶恕的特点。
Our family trait of looking at every person as one going into eternity, and I want to show them Jesus.
然后我们就是这个家庭的特征，就是我们看到每一个人知道他们会面对永恒，我们想要他认识耶稣基督。
But you know, if we would only realize that we can't do it in ourselves, but if we yield ourselves to Christ,
但是如果我们能意识到我们自己做不到，如果我们就是向神顺服神，转向神。
And if we can tell him, Lord,I want to be that witness for you.
你告诉神说，神啊，我想做那样的见证，为你做那样的见证人。
Help me to do this.
你帮助我能做到。
Help me to be more careful.
帮助我更谨慎。
And I guarantee you that as you yield yourself to him, and at times you just have to bite your tongue, maybe. At times you just have to just look at them and try to smile. And God will little by little give you the victory in many of the areas you are fighting in.
如果我们真的是顺从神，如果我们真的就是咬住嘴巴，然后我们就是这样去做，在我们生活中的方方面面，一点一点的，神会给我们得胜。
And Paul put a stamp on it.
保罗在中间盖了个印章。
In the 13th verse, he said,I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me.
保罗说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
You know, discontent is weakness.
你知道，当你不满的时候，那人是很软弱的。
It means I can't take anything.
你说我就什么都受不了。
Everything's got to be my way.
那每件事情都得顺着我的意。
Everyone has to think like me.
每个人都得想法跟我一致。
So discontent is really your weakness you're showing.
所以呢，这种不满呢，实际上是展现了你的软弱，你的弱点。
But you know God wants us to give, He wants to give us strength.
但是你知道吗？神想要加给我们力量。
So that we can be real witnesses for Him.
所以我们可以真正的为他成为见证人。
Now I know this is very close today.
我知道今天是close today.
In other words, I'm being very straight with them on something that's very difficult.
我今天讲的很直白。
I know this one isn't easy.
我知道我讲的这个题目不容易。
But God can do it for you.
但是神可以为你做到。
It's like when we're growing, we take it by baby steps.
所以当我们成长的时候，我们就是像那个小一步一小步一小步的成长。
We might take a step and we might fail, but we pick up and we try it again. We let, Lord, here I am, help me again.
然后我们可能往前进了一小步，然后呢可能又失败摔倒了，然后我们就向神求，神啊，你帮助我，我们再站起来继续行走。
Did you ever see how determined a child can be?
你有没有注意到这个小孩子有时候他们要什么，他们那个是很意志力很刚强的。
They don't care how tall or how big you are. Some of them can really stand up, even when they're little, just walking, just starting to walk. I'm going to do what I want.
即使你比他们高比他们强壮，你就是那孩子哪怕他刚刚学会走路，他们也很下定决心说我就是要我要的。
But with teaching and training and a few and spankings along the way, they begin to learn they can't do that.
然后我们就教导他们，甚至有的时候要打打他们屁股，让他们知道他们自己做不到。
You know, I recognize that as human which we all are, and please, I recognize that. I'm not trying to preach above your living or your head, no.But I know God can really help you in these areas.
然后我知道，就是说，我们都有这个人性。我不是说我比你们更高或者更强。但是我真的是知道说神可以帮助我们。
So I trust that you will really think seriously about it.
所以我想你们真的是认真的来想。
You know, discontentment really isn't happiness.
这个不知足，我刚才翻译成不满，应该是不知足，真的是让你很不开心的。
It hurts your spirit, and it can even hurt you physically.
它会伤害你的灵魂，甚至会伤害你的身体。
It can become something in your mind that goes over and over and over again.
它会这个不知足会在你的脑中就不断的重复、重复、重复。
You know, this is how probably most divorces start.
你知道为什么吗？很多的这个离婚就死于此。
They're discontent. They're not doing. Their husband's not doing what they think should be done.
然后呢，你就是对这个先生不满，对他就是说觉得他没有做他应该做的事儿。
He doesn't care about me.
他不在意我。
He doesn't care about my feelings.
他也不在意我的感受。
And then we begin to build on that.
然后你就开始这个越筑越高。
And then you begin to think, my life, I deserve more than this.
你就觉得我应该配，那我应该配得更好吧。
And divorce isn't very far from most thoughts of married people.
所以呢，很多人，那个结婚的人，有时候就会想到，常常会想到离婚。
They break up their home and their lives. They go to someone else. There's no contentment. They keep on going.
然后他们就离婚呢，然后再找另外一个人呢，但是没有满足啊，所以呢，就一直在这个生活中就这样飘荡来飘荡去的。
You know, I have learned sometimes the hard way that what the Word of God says, it is true. If we follow it, our lives are different.
然后呢，就是我知道神的话语是真实的，即使是困难的，真的神的话这样说，他就会这样子，就是会这样子。
Now I know this is not easy.
我知道这个不容易。
But in God, in our lives and in our dispositions, a lot of things are not easy.
你知道在我们的生命中或者在我们的这个天性中有很多的事情其实是不容易的。
And a lot of things are harmful to us.
有很多东西对我们是有害的。
Because worry, doesn't worry make you discontent?
你觉得这个担心是不是让你不满呢？
Worry makes you fearful.
这个担心会让你惧怕。
Actually, worry can make you sick.
然后你知道这个担心过度也会让人生病。
But Jesus said, don't worry, let me take care of it.
然后主耶稣是说你不要去担忧，让我来照顾你。
You see, we have a big problem.
我们有一个很大的问题。
We know and hear about faith, don't we?
我们都听到，我们也知道说，头脑中知道关于信心。
And we know that faith is just trusting. It's going to happen. I trust this.
信心就是意味着你信靠，你说我知道这个会发生，我要信靠。
But you know, for some of us, it's very hard to trust.
但是对我们其中的一些人，某些人呢，可能这个去信靠很难。
We've gone through situations that trust has become something that nobody had. I couldn't trust them. They hurt me so bad. It became such a terrible thing that if we're not careful, we don't trust. Don't know how to trust.
然后呢，就是可能我们会经过一些艰难的处境，可能我们就慢慢就是被人伤害，然后我们就觉得很难再信任别人。如果你不小心的话，你就会变得对未来就很难信任。
And I'll tell you the truth, just to say, trust the Lord. That's not the answer. Just to be saying it like I'm preaching to you, trust the Lord. He'll do it. Oh, what? Just trust him. That's not your answer.
然后如果你只是嘴巴上你说就是信靠神，或者你听到别人说信靠神，你说好，就那个讲员也跟你说你要信靠神，你说我就信靠，单单这样是不够的。
Your answer is only in the word of God.
你的答案在于神的话语。
The more you read,
你越是去深读神的
话语。The more you understand,
你越了解神的话语。
The more the Holy Spirit brings this closer and deeper in your heart.
圣灵越来越在你的心里来显示，来展现这个信靠。
The word of God said it.
神的话是这么说的。
Faith cometh through the word.
就是信心，信道是从听道而来的，是从神的道而来的。
Some of us neglect God's word.
我们其中有些人就是忽略了神的话语。
We may read a verse or two and then go on our way, but we are to take the word of God, read it, think about it, meditate on it until it can get into our hearts.
就是我们有的时候就读一两句经文，然后就去过自己的生活去了。但是实际上，我们应该把神的话语真的是阅读它，思想它，默念它，默想它，直到它真的是进到我们的心里。
You think that's hard? You say.
你说哦，这个挺难的。
That takes time, and I've got lots to do.
哦，我没时间，我有很多事情要做呀。
But I want to tell you, one step into eternity,
但是我知
道 and you will wish that you had done more of it.
当你一旦进到永恒里，你就会真的是很后悔，你没有多做一点，多读神的话。
There comes a time to every one of us that we're going to meet the Lord.
我们每个人有一天都是要在主面前站在主面前的。
And then it's too late if we just sort of took him, you know, just sort of, well, we're just a Christian, we're following. It's going to be too late then when you face him and recognize that you have not fulfilled what he wants.
然后呢，如果当我们面对他的时候，你那个时候你说哦，我就是平常就这样，我就是个基督徒嘛，还这样子马马虎虎的过自己的日子，然后当你面对他的时候，你就会已经太晚了，你就说你没有成就神在你生命中的心意。
So I really wish today that we would get hungry to live a life of contentment.
所以我真的是希望我们今天真的是要对于要过一个知足的生活，心里有这种渴慕。
You know, I've met women and men of contentment. They have beautiful lives.
我就碰到这个，不管是男人还是女人，他们过一个很知足的生活，他们的生活和生命很美好。
They don't care about these things. They have a higher calling.
他们不在意这些事情，他们有一个更高的呼召。
Instead of letting some of these little stupid things pull us down and keep us agitated and keep us in the place where we're always being stirred up.
然后呢，不要让这些事情总是把我们拽下来，然后总是说动不动呢就很被搅扰。
I'm trusting today that I can make you hungry to say, Lord, I really want to be a content person.
然后我相信神真的是让你会渴慕，说神啊，我真的是希望成为一个知足的人。
I don't want all these things to tear me up and burden me down.
我不想这些事情把我摧毁，不想这些事情总是把我给让我觉得有重担。
Let's just bow our heads now.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we are very weak.
亲爱的主啊，我们真的是很软弱。
And we found that in you we find our strength.
在你里边，在你身上，我们才有力量。
Lord,I pray for our women today.
我今天真的是我们上线的每一位姐妹祷告。
Many of them have heavy burdens and heartaches. Some, Lord, that they didn't make, but others that they're making out of their discontent.
我们其中有些人有很多的人有伤痛之事，有些人是心里满足，有些不满足，不知足。
Help us, Lord.
你就帮助我们。
Help us to make a goal that we're going to live in contentment in Jesus.
帮助我们，让我们就是定下一个目标，我们要在基督里过一个知足的生活。
Lord, we pray that you'll just give the women a deep, deep desire and longing that they can work and they can seek and they can trust you.
让我们这些里边都深深的有个意愿，我们可以在这方面努力，我们可以信靠，我们可以真的是知足。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, ladies, for listening.
谢谢大家，谢谢。
And let's just trust the Lord.
让我们就是来信靠神。